This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Being with a friend, I said you called up a robber. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all, Dr. Robert.
Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here to encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Now, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for general health-related questions. Question that you may have about yourself, something going on with you, some type of a health issue, a health problem, a health quagmire, some type of a health challenge. If you want to call into this program, toll-free nationwide, I'll do my very best to help you out. Here's the number into the phone lines, 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B in your touchtone phone. Taking questions on the topic of health, from headaches to hemorrhoids, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, sinusitis to stomach issues, anxiety to arthritis, and all points in between. Just remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So call in now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. 888-553-7262. That's 1-888-553-7262. We've got a really good program for you today, and we'll get to some of the headlines we're going to be talking about on the program today in just a little bit, but I think that some people may be a tad hungover as a result of the daylight savings time going kicking into place one more time. Even though it was threatened to get rid of it for a few years back, they've threatened to get rid of the clocks changing to make it one universal time throughout the years. But now it's back, and some people are regretting it, losing an hour's worth of sleep. That kind of messes you up, because there's your brain, and it's in its rhythm for so many months, and now you need to change it up. That alarm clock has to go off an hour earlier. And most of the time, people adapt to it just fine. However, when there's marginal issues going on with someone, they've got other health-related challenges happening, it's a little more harsh to them to have to adapt once again to a change. Now, most people who are healthy, just, all right, hour earlier, no problem. It'll be an hour later, about 6 or 8 months from now. But some people who have health-related issues that are currently going on, they may be feeling it today, Monday morning, when the clock goes off an hour early, or and maybe for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks until they can start adapting to the earlier time. And I've read where this time change and riding, flying on an airplane and having to adapt to zone changes, when you're going through time zone changes, that it'll mess up a little clock in your head called the circadian rhythm. And I've also heard or read from experts that you can better adapt to those kinds of changes, whatever they may be, by knowing that they're coming and preparing ahead of time. For example, if you know that you're getting ready to get on an airplane, let's take that one and then we'll circle back to the clock change that just occurred. If you know you're getting ready to go on an airplane, you're going to go through various time zones. Let's say you're flying internationally and you're on an airplane, let's say, for 12 to 18 hours and you're going through several time zones. If you get some sunlight, just some natural sunlight, the day before or 2 days before that flight is to occur, and then when you get to your destination, you try to get some natural sunlight once again, you can decrease the feeling that happens from having jet lag. This has been proven. It's been written about, and experts are well aware of this phenomena. So with, however, the time change, it's really the same rules in play, and that is natural sunlight ahead of the change helps you to adapt better on the other side of it. So the next year, when this time change occurs, well, we're going to be able to sleep in the next time, but the following one, when we have to get up once more early, you might want to think about that. And, of course, think about getting some sunlight before you fly if you're going on a long flight, especially going through, let's say, an international flight. Now, there you have it. Sort of preparing for your circadian zone modification in your own brain. I know it's as mysterious as it sounds. All right, let's move on now to last week and the fact that last week we had a health poll question. If you were with us last week, you know that I asked you to participate in a health poll question that went like this, and it was posted up on my website the entire week, and we had a lot of activity. And we had the results of the poll that asked, do you believe it is fair for doctors to charge patients for refilling prescriptions, writing a sick note? Let's say someone's ill and they need to get out of work and they need a note to give to their employer, or a parent needs a note to give to the school system on behalf of their child that's going to be out of school, so the doctor or the nurse or somebody writes that script. Or just you send over a email message to your doctor's office, and your doctor has to respond to some quick, easy question. So do you believe it's fair for doctors to charge for that activity? Because up until not that long ago, many doctors just threw that in, and there was no charge for it whatsoever. Now, more and more doctors have chosen to charge for anything that happens, including refilling an existing prescription, up to $100 for refilling a prescription, writing a sick note to an employer or a school system, or just responding to an email or some other message, up to $100. So we asked that question, if you think it's fair, yes or no, over at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. And we had a lot of activity with that. But, you know, when you think about this, and I have the results here, I was kind of surprised. But before we get to that, I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, doctors, all they have to do is to sell their time. They're not selling furniture or cars or stock or gold. Their time is their gold. And I'm not here to try to talk you into changing your mind about this, because some people are very clear on how they believe this as it relates to their opinion of whether doctors should charge for these little, tiny, incidental add-ons to the office visit up to $100 as a fee. So you could take an argument either way on this, that the doctor's time, just like an attorney. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've called an attorney And, I mean, as soon as they pick up the phone, you have a quarter hour that's going to be billed to you, no matter what. At least the attorneys that I've dealt with in the past. A quarter hour. Okay, are we on for this? Yes, it is. Phone hangs up. You get a bill for a quarter hour. If that attorney is charging $600 an hour, you get a quarter hour bill for that phone call. No matter if it's a 1 minute or a 14 or 15 minute, it's a quarter hour. That's just how they roll. And it's fair because, again, they're selling their time. They're not selling a widget. Okay, so here it is. Of those people who voted, do you believe it's fair for doctors to charge for refilling prescriptions or writing a sick note or replying to emails and messages? 81% of you said no, denied. The doctor should do it for free 99. And 19% of you said yes, charge him. I want to be charged. We appreciate you participating in the poll. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. And I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Say no to regrets associated with risky facial procedures. We've all noticed facelifts of people we previously recognized that now look alien or Joker-like. Say no to toxic skin damaging chemical peels and expensive Botox. Now say yes to looking your absolute best with the science behind N101. Developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan using a nitric oxide activating skin serum. Aging skin is due to reduced blood flow and circulation, which causes a loss of collagen and hydration. N101 nitric oxide activating skin serum improves blood flow, collagen, and hydration, leading to tighter, firmer skin. Improve the tone, texture, and clarity of your skin with N101 Nitric Oxide Activating Skin Serum. Order toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862. That's 877-476-3862. Or N101.com. That's N1, the letter O, 1.com.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. This hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today, and a special thank you to our regular listeners who were telling their family members, their friends, their coworkers, their neighbors, and their social media platforms about this radio show so they too can tune in and learn about all the things that we present here on the program to improve on your most precious possession, your health. With your health, you have everything. Without it, you have pretty much nothing. Your health is your wealth, and so we help you to improve on both of those, we believe. All right, now, just a final word or two about this poll, this last poll, and if you want to comment on this, you certainly may do so, because you may have been one of the victims of doctors charging up to $100 to refill a prescription. You thought it was unfair. Or to write a sick note, you thought that was unfair to be charged $100, or to respond to an email. Now, I will pat myself on the back here just a little bit. As many of you know, you can attempt to communicate with me through my email, because some people just don't like to pick up the telephone and call into the program and air out whatever health concern they may have for fear that their neighbors are listening or their friends are listening or a family member is listening and they want to keep it all private. I get that. I appreciate it. I respect that. However, there's always been an opportunity for you, and there still exists, to send an email to yours truly, that would be me, via my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. There are buttons up at the top of the page, and you can actually send a health-related question to me. And most of the time, in fact, the vast majority of the time, I will respond to that myself. Now, I got to tell you that I can't get to all of them because there are hundreds of emails that come into that website. But I do my best throughout the week and weekend. When I have any spare time, I get over there and do it. And do it without charging one penny for it. However, there are people who choose to have a, you know, some personal time on the telephone and can certainly do that in the in a consultation, which can last anywhere between 15 minutes to a half hour to an hour. For that, there are fees and charges for that. But if there's an email, you know, and you have some quick related issue that is going on and you want an answer, I'll be happy to do it at my expense. It's free 99. So don't forget that, should that come up over there at the website at drbob.com. All right. So, and I think this really boils down to how much time a doctor has to spend. And is the doctor actually involved in it per se? I mean, if he's already paying his secretary on a salary or an hourly basis, and she can whip that out and stamp his name on it, I think that's fair not to charge for that. But if he has to become involved in it, it's a little more, the communication process is a little bit more detailed, a little bit more complicated, and he has to pull away from something he otherwise could earn an income on, I think it's fair for that doctor or that health professional to charge for that service, because after all, they are selling their time, not widgets, just like lawyers and just like people who sell their time. You think that's fair? If you do or don't, you certainly may call into the program and comment on that at 1-888-553-7262. 888-553-7262. Now, we also have a new health poll question we're going to ask you about in just a moment. I'm going to be talking about that. And also, because we missed this, because we had an extra large lift on content on the show a week or so ago, I was going to be talking about President Biden's health based on a recent examination that he had. And we just flat out ran out of time. But I'm going to circle back to that and get to that momentarily here. And I have, just so you know, and I want to head off anybody who, for whatever reason, you believe that me talking about President Biden's health here on the radio show has anything to do with any kind of political affiliation. I want you to get that out of your head right now. I have talked about every single president over the last 40 years that I've been doing talk radio. I've talked about their health when things come up and we need to discuss it. I believe we need to discuss this one. and we will get to that momentarily. And you certainly might have some feelings on that and some thoughts on that, and you want to air them out. I'm here to listen to you. Again, our number is 888-553-7262, 888-55, and then Dr. Bob on your touchtone phone. This week's health poll question is an interesting one that might seem a little odd to you, and I'd love to get your opinion of it. And it goes like this. Do you believe eating refined carbohydrates, otherwise known as junk food, and I'm talking about everything from white bread to cookies and candies and pastries and all the things that are sweet for those of us who are either practicing or recovering sugaraholics, do you believe that eating all that stuff can actually make you appear less attractive in your face? In your face. Now, this is not about weight, folks. This is a whole other deal, but we'll get to the reason behind it. But think about that a little bit. Do you believe eating white bread, cookies, candies, anything with that's just loaded full of refined sugar, which isn't good for your health in so many ways, more than 100 ways sugar can mess you up. Do you believe that it will make you less attractive in your face? Yes or no? And you can vote on that on my website at drbob.com. Spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And we will have the results of that poll and why it was developed, why it was run, and why we are also mimicking it here on the show. The rationale behind it, you'll get that once we get our polling data throughout the week. And I think you're going to be very surprised to learn why I'm asking that question. But think about it for a moment. And then go over to the site, drbob.com, and vote on whether you believe that eating these kinds of foods, and we all have, let's face it, the flesh is weak about eating things that are sweet. We have a taste bud on our tongue that is for sweetness, detecting sweetness. It's there to use. But when you consume these things, and some people consume them in excess and frequently, whether it be the white bread or the cookies or the candies or the ice cream or whatever it may be, pastries, desserts, how on earth does it make you less attractive, if it does or not, in your face? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. All right, now I want to move on. Yeah, we're going to cover this, and I want to give a little disclaimer here. This is not about politics, me taking a shot or praising President Joe Biden. It's simply about his health and the observations that can be made from a number of sources. My own eyeballs, watching and observing him, and doctors are trained for that. And also learning and reading and researching the various things that are presented in the news, whether they be true or false, about his health and the medications, the drugs he's taking, and the things we know about his health, or at least those that have been reported to the public. And we will get to that. You may be surprised about this. My comments and assessment of President Biden's Bill of Health. When we come back, I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Say no to regrets associated with risky facial procedures. We've all noticed facelifts of people we previously recognized that now look alien or Joker-like. Say no to toxic skin damaging chemical peels and expensive Botox. Now say yes to looking your absolute best with the science behind N101. Developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan using a nitric oxide activating skin serum. Aging skin is due to reduced blood flow and circulation, which causes a loss of collagen and hydration. N101 nitric oxide activating Rejuvenating Skin Serum improves blood flow, collagen, and hydration, leading to tighter, firmer skin. Improve the tone, texture, and clarity of your skin with N101 Nitric Oxide Activating Skin Serum. Order toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862. That's 877-476-3862. Or N101.com. That's N1, the letter O, 1.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Well, you happen to be tuned into the very largest radio health talk show in America. We are far and away the largest and the longest on the air on the topic of health on the weekends, and we're proud of that. We're glad that we have reached the pinnacle of that to be able to say it, and in large part it is thanks to you. It's thanks to your loyal listening of this program over the many years we've been on the air, which is going in syndication now for 28 years. We've literally grown up together. My goodness, it's great. I love it. And I look forward to being with you every week at the same time, same place. Yes, indeed. Happy to be here with you. To talk about the subject of health. So thank you for that, and thank you for participating in the show as well. Now, before I launch into my assessment of President Joe Biden's health based on his latest annual checkup and time before then, I wanted to give you some interesting news here. Tomorrow is National Wash Your Nose Day. Did you know that? Yeah, wash your nose. No, not on the outside of your nose, and you should do that, of course, wash your face. It's hygiene and sanitation. I'm talking about National Wash Your Nose Day inside. Here's a little history on the National Wash Your Nose Day. You know, we wash our hands, of course. We know we want to get rid of the microbes and the germs and everything else on our hands. We wash our face, of course. But some people know about washing their nose on the inside. Some don't. Washing out the nose hasn't always been a very common practice for everyone, but it should be in the opinions of so many experts today, including this expert, most people don't realize how many germs and allergens and other icky, invisible things can present inside the nasal cavity, inside your nose on a daily basis and impact your daily life. But National Wash Your Nose Day, which is tomorrow, and hold on, you're going to be able to enter into a contest to possibly win 1 year's worth of Clear Nasal Spray, a product that helps you wash your nose from the inside out to stay healthy. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the details of that momentarily. But I just want you to know that it's National Wash Your Nose Day tomorrow. And you have an opportunity to learn more about it, literally by listening to the interviews that we do with our friends over at Clear Corporation. Nathan Jones, the founder, he's been a guest on the program. And this day called National Wash Your Nose Day was inspired by Clear, and that's spelled X-L-E-A-R, Clear Inc., creator of natural xylitol-based sinus and oral care products. I talk about them all the time, the Spry Dental Defense System. National Wash Your Nose Day is really aimed at toward educating the public about the fact that nose washing is essential for health, as is hand washing is. We've all known how important that is. And since the nose is connected to the ears, the eyes, the lungs, it acts as sort of a nest for various viruses and bacteria that can enter your body through your nose and spread to other parts of your body. This can cause irritation due to allergens and even infections from bacteria or viruses that can make you sick because they get in the back of your nose, they start multiplying, and you start to go down. Practicing daily nose washing helps to support the body's defense as the nasal passages work to rid themselves of the irritants that you breathe in. And we're breathing them in, by the way, all day long. Whether it's dust, mold, dander, germs, microbes, goes through the nose. And most of the time, people who get sick, that's where they get sick, through first. That's the portal of entry, the nose. This proactive approach of cleaning your nose with Clear Nasal Spray helps to reduce health problems and even avoid illnesses such as colds, flus, allergies, and other infections that tend to originate within your sinus cavities. And because this is National Wash Your Nose Day tomorrow, it was established to help the public understand the necessity, the part of the hygiene, and to help you protect your health. Here's how you can win in this. They're celebrating Wash Your Nose Day tomorrow with a contest. Listen up. Tomorrow, the 11th, is the celebration of National Wash Your Nose Day. And Clear, the makers of the line of xylitol-based nasal sprays designed to internally cleanse your nose, and celebrating in a big way this year with a video contest that you can win a one-year supply of Clear Nasal Spray just for being creative. All you have to do is this: submit a video of your washing your nose with Clear Nasal Spray for a chance to win a one-year supply of Clear Nasal Spray. Make it funny, make it entertaining, but please do not do anything illegal or dangerous to yourself or others. Just make it fun. The video should be about 30 seconds in length, and you can post it on your social media pages tomorrow, March the 11th, and make sure to tag Clear when you do it. And then here's how you win a one-year supply of Clear Nasal Spray. Is you submit your video, your 30-second video, something creative, something funny, something interesting about you using Clear Nasal Spray. You submit that 30-second video to the following email page, and it is social, the word social, at clear.com. And Clear is spelled with an X, X-L-E-A-R. So it's social, S-O-C-I-A-L, at clear, X-L-E-A-R.com, to enter the contest to be able to win a one-year supply of Clear Nasal Spray. You simply make and submit your video, a 30-second video, something creative, something different. Just come up with something. I can think of all kinds of stuff, and I can't enter the contest. I have to purchase my Clear because I am doing this. So it's like I don't want to be an inside trader, if you know what I'm talking about. So you can win a valuable one-year supply of Clear nasal spray by entering the contest. 30-second video. Send it over when you get it done after you've posted up to your social media at and tag Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Send it over to social, the word social, at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R. 30-second video. And that way you can maybe win a very valuable prize. All right, now, momentarily here, I'm going to launch into, and I have to do this because every single time that I speak of a U.S. president with respect to their health, I get very nasty emails from people complaining to me through my website that I am stating what I'm stating because I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican or I'm a whack job or I'm a liberal or whatever. No, I'm not doing that. I have commented on presidents for the last 40 years of being a professional radio broadcaster, and this is no exception. As you may know, President Biden recently had a health examination, and everybody's talking about it. Well, I'm going to be talking about it. His annual checkup, what it revealed, more details about his overall health. My comments straight ahead. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product.
Heart health is a serious matter. Keep your heart healthy with Red Sage Plus from Terry Naturally. This powerful formula supports nitric oxide production for healthy blood flow and circulation to keep your cardiovascular system strong. Red Sage Plus combines the power of red sage with red ginseng to maintain flexible blood vessels and arteries and support healthy blood pressure and cholesterol balance already within a normal range. Red Sage delivers powerful cell-protecting antioxidants to maintain optimal artery health. Red ginseng, clinically studied to help you stay resilient in the face of occasional stress, a major factor in heart health. Red Sage Plus, for the health of your heart. You can find this Terry Naturally exclusive at health food stores everywhere or at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Because I'm going to stand by you.
Welcome welcome you back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program. If you think others could benefit by listening into this radio show, you might want to jot down the call letters of the station you're listening to right now, the frequency on the dial, whether it's an AM or FM station, time of the day, and then pass it on to as many people as you can that you think could benefit by tuning into this radio show. And maybe they can improve their health or be entertained, whatever it may be. And we appreciate it. All right, now let's talk about President Joe Biden's health. And he recently, as many of you know, had an annual checkup, as all presidents do, revealing more details about his overall health. And we want our presidents always to stay healthy. Commander-in-Chief of our country, our great country, we want them, we wish them to be healthy in office and otherwise, of course. But President Joe Biden's annual physical revealed, according to his doctor, no new concerns, but it did shed more light on several health conditions suffered by the 81-year-old person, the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Now, his doctor's name is Dr. Kevin O'Connor, said, and I quote, "The most notable change in the past year concerned President Biden's sleep apnea." Sleep apnea is a disorder the president has had for, a decade and a half, about 16 years worth, at which it's associated with an increased risk of dementia. And, of course, that's what everybody is talking about. Let's face it. People are accusing the president of being old and having memory loss, cognition challenges, etc. And I think that most people could agree there's probably a likelihood of that going on. And I know that if you are a fan politically of the president, you may not agree with that at all, and you certainly are welcome to that opinion. But from my vantage point, from being a doctor and having been trained in those kinds of observations, there's way too many incidents right before my very eyes, and I have to believe my eyes when I see it. But back to the sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is when you have your breathing interrupted and you're trying to sleep. It's sort of like snoring on steroids, and suddenly you stop breathing for seconds, sometimes longer, and then you wake up again. You know, you wake up again to get air. It's almost like suffocating underwater, and that's not healthy because that can raise your blood pressure, put strain on your heart, your brain, your circulation in general, your lungs. Not a good thing, and it increases the risk of strokes and heart attacks, sleep apnea. So it is a serious potential, and I know some people learning about this are going to say, well, I know, heard Dr. Bobby, you were talking about these sleep apnea machines recently, about how these machines, some of them were being recalled, and people are suing these companies that make it because the masks of these sleep apnea machines that is put over someone's face at night so they can get this positive airway so that they don't have the interruption of sleep, so they have that airway coming through and opening up the back of that throat, the soft palate that has collapsed, and that's why they're not able to get air and breathe because they're mouth breathers, because their nose isn't working, at least to breathe in that way. And some of these sleep apnea masks are now being shown to have the potential to cause cancer breathing in the petrochemicals from them. That's a whole other issue here. And hopefully the President of the United States is not breathing in a sleep apnea with a bad mask, with a toxic mask that's putting him at risk. But the White House doctor, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, said that last spring, President Biden began using one of these masks to deliver the pressurized air into the nose and mouth to make sure he breathes properly when he sleeps. Now, if you look at his stats, President Joe Biden is 72 inches tall. He weighs about 178 pounds. He's fairly slim. He's kept his good weight from what I can tell. And his BMI, body mass index, is 24.1, according to his doctor. And that's really good. That's right in the pocket. But the conditions that President Biden has, there's a lot of them. He's got sleep apnea. That's a medical condition that can be dangerous. He has acid reflux, meaning he's regurgitating acid out of his stomach up into his esophagus. And who knows from there, maybe into the lungs, into the mouth. Nobody knows for sure, but it can happen. He's got acid reflux. He's got an irregular heartbeat. He has high cholesterol. He has allergies. He has arthritis. And he has nerve damage in his feet. Those are the ones we know about. That's what, at least, what, seven different medically diagnosable conditions this man has at 81 years of age. And he is on a whole bunch of drugs right now. We know this. Drugs, the blood thinner, that can cause all kinds of tiredness and confusion and dizziness. Those are just some of the side effects of the drug he's on as a blood thinner. He's on a cholesterol-lowering drug, which can cause nausea and dizziness and memory loss, by the way, and a whole bunch of other things, liver toxicity, nerve damage, you name it. And that could be why he has nerve damage in his feet, because of the statin drug that he's on to try to lower his cholesterol. He's taking nasal sprays for allergies. That can, of course, cause nosebleeds and headaches and a whole bunch of other conditions. He uses an antihistamine. He probably does that seasonally. That can cause drowsiness and tiredness and dizziness, which we have seen demonstrated. And he also takes a drug for the heartburn, the acid reflux, which can cause a reduction of nitric oxide, a whole bunch of other side effects, depleting your vitamin B12. That can cause memory problems, and on and on. In other words, there's a lot of disorders that he's battling on a daily basis at 81 years of age. I'll finish my comments on President Biden's health after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com.
Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. I want you to stick around because next hour, I'm going to be talking about these RSV vaccines that literally came out of nowhere. RSV, you're here, seeing all these commercials. Get your RSV, this respiratory syncytial virus vaccine, immediately. I mean, and this was, of course, prompted by the whole COVID pandemic. Now, all of a sudden, the vaccine companies have cranked up the model to now get every single vaccine under the sun out so that they can sell this stuff. These RSV vaccines, however, may increase your risk of a paralytic disease, getting paralyzed in response to getting an RSV. Now, I'm not telling you not to take an RSV vaccine. That's your choice. But I'm going to be talking next hour about the possibility of being paralyzed as a result of it. This is according to the CDC, so we'll have that coming up. All right, if you're just tuning into the program, I'm commenting on President Joe Biden's health based on his latest annual physical examination. He had consultations with doctors specializing in optometry, his eyes, dentistry, his mouth and teeth, or orthopedics, his joints and spine, his neurology. Physical therapy, cardiology, and dermatology. These are a lot of specialties he had consultations with during his physical exam. But I didn't hear anything about having any consultation with a naturopathic physician, a chiropractic physician, an acupuncturist, a clinical nutritionist, a doctor trained in functional medicine, or a doctor trained in integrative medicine. He was deprived of all of that. And I don't know why, and it should happen. And hopefully it will be someday. But the White House confirmed that President Biden did not undergo any cognitive tests, and people are calling for cognitive tests. Check his memory. We think it's fading. The other conditions noted in the physical have all previously been documented. They include acid reflux. I mentioned he's on a drug like Pepcid, Zantac, seasonal allergies, Allegra. He's got the stiffened gait. He's got arthritis. You can see him. When I watch him walk, it's almost like he's going to stumble forward. Now, that could be because of the numbness in his feet. Could be the gait associated with. There's all kinds of neurological possibilities there. And, of course, he's taking other. He could be on NSAIDs or be on gabapentin for the neurology, neuropathy. And that can have a lot of side effects. And for his various conditions, the president takes a blood thinner, a cholesterol-lowering drug, and a bunch of other drugs. Who knows what else he's taking that's not being reported? It could be more. So he's on a goodly amount of drugs. And since the average person at or around age 65 is on seven or more drugs, he's right there. But he may be in the pocket with 10 drugs. We haven't even counted the fact that if he's using caffeine or alcohol at any time or other over-the-counters. But all these drugs have side effects, including confusion, dizziness, headaches, anxiety, agitation, drowsiness. So he's taking these drugs. He's had a lot of work done. Let's face it. Hair plugs. A lot of work on his face. He's had a facelift. Well, there you have it. We've got another hour straight ahead. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Say no to regrets associated with risky facial procedures. We've all noticed facelifts of people we previously recognized that now look alien or Joker-like. Say no to toxic skin damaging chemical peels and expensive Botox. Now say yes to looking your absolute best with the science behind N101. Developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan using a nitric oxide activating skin serum. Aging skin is due to reduced blood flow and circulation, which causes a loss of collagen and hydration. N101 nitric oxide activating skin serum improves blood flow, collagen, and hydration, leading to tighter, firmer skin. Improve the tone, texture, and clarity of your skin with N101 Nitric Oxide Activating Skin Serum. Order toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862. That's 877-476-3862. Or N101.com. That's N1, the letter O, 1.com.